As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, wow, last August the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVLhost, like become vocal, local host, at centurytel, one L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying the broadcast. Their audiences, and I thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals remain volatile ahead of the Jackson Hole. Eurozone market declines. Talk about all that in the economic sector. You know, internationalism is running on fumes. Experts say much, offer little, no confidence. All that's on the browser today. The new world of Henry St. Simon, society's military and civil social sciences. Go into all of that in the second hour as well. Of course, we'll take your calls again throughout the broadcast. Let's look at our market report for this morning, Friday. Again, August 26, 2011, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That was an hour ago. Lots of action happening right now. The Dow's in a sell-off. The NASDAQ is, well, the Dow's off 134 already. The NASDAQ down 20, S&P off 14. Gold is up 25 at 1788. But let's go into the numbers as they were an hour ago when I put together my chart. This morning, gold at that time was showing up $3.50. A lot of activity happening in the gold market this morning. A big sell-off early on, and then a rebound back up again. Lots of volatility, as they say. Silver up 39 cents at $40.73. Platinum off $5 at $18.14. Palladium off $4 at $7.47. So the only thing at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time that was showing any positive signs was gold itself. Lows and the highs in the gold market, not a big change here. A wide spread, but not a big change. $1,763.70 for a low, $1,796 even for a high. At $1,774.80, your gold was up year-to-year, $538.90 for a 43.59% return on your investment. The boys in London set the price at $1,787, and it's anybody's guess where it's going to close out today. The SPDR gold shares, no change. No change overnight. Now, as we've mentioned earlier, you know, they dumped about 50 metric tons of gold out of their electronic treasure chest over the last week. But this morning, they claim no change, holding at 1,232.31 metric tons. Continue with that right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we welcome back to our Friday, August the 26th, Distractedly comes to the airwaves. August 26, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, through the break, trying to find anything I can on Baby Ben, Big Bernanke, out there in the Jackson Hole, opening his pie hole, and everybody is waiting breathlessly for this. Bearish before Bernanke, Dow Industrials down 1%. We're looking at 10,943 on the Dow is plummeting. The NASDAQ is off 33. The S&P is down 22. Global Dow is down 27. And gold up 20 bucks at 1,783 as I speak. Oil is off $1.35 at 83.95. But let's continue along here. Yesterday, Dow Jones Industrial Average on the run up here to the Jackson Hole talk, you know, the Kansas City branch of the Federal Reserve. They're having their meeting today, and the Bernanke is speaking right now. He's been on the podium for 10 minutes, apparently. Anyway, we'll find out more about that perhaps later in the day. Some of the other prognosticators and analysts will give us some clues. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 171 at 11,150, and the NASDAQ closed down 48. The S&P 500 closed off 18. I always go to the closing numbers. Stuff that happens during the daytime is enough to raise your hair. Crude oil this morning, off $1.66, and as we can see, it's changing. It's off now $1.33 at $83.64. U.S. dollar index this morning off 13 basis points. Of course, that impacted the foreign exchange rates, where we found this morning the Canadian loonie off 25 basis points at a buck-a-rooney even, $1. Push them across the table. One Federal Reserve note for one Canadian loonie, the Mexican peso, now has dropped off the cliff. They're on the bottom side trying to jack themselves up and hold on to the edge of the taco with both fingers. But anyway, they're at 8 cents this morning, having to round up to get to the 8 cents now for the first time in a very long time. The euro up 18 basis points at $1.44. The British pound off 26 basis points at $1.63. And the Swiss franc, no matter what they do, they can't push it down. It's off 16 basis points and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.26. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is your bonded indebtedness at 0.20, losing, giving back a little bit of what it took yesterday. The 10-year at 2.17 and the 30 at 3.54. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where this morning we find the 15-year fixed rate national average mortgage moving down from 3.65% to 3.48%. The 30-year moves down from 4.53% to 4.32%. So if you're shopping for a mortgage, today would be as good a day as any to get into debt. The gold-to-silver ratio is 43.58 to 1. It'll take you 43.58 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Now, there's all kinds of stuff going on the browser here this morning, so let's just get right down to the thick of it. This morning, of course, the gross domestic product report is out. I've got it loaded up and ready to go. Corporate profits loaded up and ready to go. And in a bit, we'll bring up the consumer sentiment, hopefully, and report on that as well. But things are not looking at all good here with these numbers. This is your gross domestic product. This is right off the Econoday website. Have a longer article about this in a moment. But the economy got a downgrade for the second quarter, but it was in line with expectations. The prior was 1.3%, consensus 1.1. The range, there was a 0.7% to a 1.6. It came in at 1, so it was closer to the bottom of the range than the top. The Commerce Department's second estimate for second quarter gross domestic product growth was nudged down to a modest gain of 1% annualized compared to the initial estimate of 1.3% and to the first quarter growth of 0.4%. Analysts had projected a revision to 1.1% annualized. Final sales of domestic product were revised to an annualized 1.2% from the initial estimate of 1.1. Final sales of domestic purchases were revised up to 1.1%. Economy-wide, inflation was revised up marginally to 2.4%. All right, so we've got a 2.4% annualized inflation rate. But again, I point you over to shadowstats.com, John Williams, and look at the numbers and the charts that he has over there. They're probably more likely to be accurate. Compared to the original estimate of 2.3% in the first quarter, rise of 2.5%, the consensus forecast was 2.3%. While the GDP growth was revised down, the more important measure of momentum, final sales, were revised up slightly but are still sluggish. Equity futures were little changed on the news as traders await the Fed Chairman Benjamin Bernanke's speech at Jackson Hole. Well, those equity futures are changing rapidly as we speak. Corporate profits. Corporate profits in the second quarter grew to $1.1467 trillion. I guess they're doing all right. Corporates are doing just fine. Up from $1.455 trillion in the fourth quarter, profits in the second quarter rose an annualized 3.3%, following a 39.9% surge the quarter before. Profits are after tax, but without inventory valuation and capital consumption adjustments, corporate profits are unchanged on a year-to-year basis compared to a 2.8% the first quarter. So that's that. Let's jump along here a little bit. Now, we've got a lot of different experts that have something to say, and that's about all it is. It's just experts having something to say. So we'll look at some of these experts and see what they have to say in regards to the economy. And it's global, folks. I mean, it's not just the United States. It's in China as well. It's Canada's having its woes. Mexico is dealing with it. People in the Near East are dealing with it. Gaddafi's, you know, they're still having nothing but trouble there in Tripoli. And then it just spreads across Europe and goes into Great Britain and comes back over here. So anyway, this is it. Honig here now. Honig says U.S. should focus on fixing finances. The Fed has done all it can. We've talked about this before. You talk about monetary policy, that's what the Fed has to deal with. Fiscal policy, that's what the Congress has to deal with. And so on a day, as we can expect, when Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernank, combs out his beard and steps up to the microphone, we could just have to expect that we're going to be looking at a blame game, and the Fed is going to be saying they've done all they can, and that it's going to be up to Congress. They have the monetary policy that the Fed deals with, the fiscal policy that the legislatures deal with. But Vivian Liu Chen and Michael McKee got their coffee cups and their pencils out, and they collaboratively wrote this article for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City President Thomas Honig said, he's one of these dissenters, remember, Thomas Honig said there's a limit to how much the central bank can help the U.S. economy, and that the focus should now be on solving the country's fiscal problems. Of course, Thomas Honig didn't tell us how much the Fed can do to destroy our economy, but they've been, along with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, have been working diligently on this ever since they created the Federal Reserve Banking System. Here we go. We can't do it all, Honig said. The central bank's longest serving policymaker, in an interview with Bloomberg Television, quote, we have a problem in this country with debt, and if we don't turn to the long run, we'll be dealing with overnight crises for as far as the eye can see. So one can only assume that what the banks have done is they've set us up for an opportunity where we can have overnight crises for as far as the eye can see. After all, the master blasters have pulled these handles, and we're just living it.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So, of course, we can go on and on with these articles, and I will go a little further with them, that's for sure, because we want to get the perspective here. But here we've got the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, President Thomas Hoenig, and he's got his hands up in the air, and he says, we can't do it all. We got a problem in this country with debt, and if we don't turn to the long run, we'll be dealing with overnight crises for as far as the eye can see. Well, he's got ideas, and we'll find out more about it. But here we go. Quote, monetary policy is an important tool. Okay, now I've been sharing you this with you for, 3 years, 2.5 years here on Oracle, and on Revolution Broadcasting before that, and on Republic Broadcasting before that. Okay, they've got two real main big baskets here. On the one hand is monetary policy. That's what the Fed's got. And the Congress has the fiscal policy. And so the monetary policy, here we go. Monetary policy is an important tool. It's a valuable tool. But it's not an exclusive tool, Hoenig said, all right? It says it doesn't solve all the problems. And if you want to find out more about that, you can jump up on the Federal Reserve's website this morning. I did. Pull it over here, swing all the way to the other side, and go right there, click on that one. Here we are. All right, so what do they have in their tool basket? What do they got in the toolbox? Well, and I'm on the federalreserve.gov /monetary-policy/default.htm website. Page open in front of me, policy tools. This is what they say. They have the open market operations. They got a discount rate. They got reserve requirements. They got interest on required reserve balances and excess balances. They've got term asset-backed securities in their loan facility. They've got term deposit facility, and they've got expired policy tools. You know, like, oh, I don't know, Paul Volcker maybe. Alan Greenhands, a couple of expired policy tools there, anyway. And that's all they've got. That's what they're claiming. That's what they've got in their toolbox. Well, so as we go through with this a little bit further then, we see that monetary policy, again from Hoenig, is an important tool. It's a valuable tool, but it's not an exclusive tool. Fed policymakers have tried to spur growth by holding the target for the overnight lending rate between banks near zero, and that's where it is. They call it the LIBOR, London Interbank Overnight Rate, LIBOR. Anyway, and it's been at 0.25, you know, ever since, 2008, when the Bernanke set it there, brought it down from 5.25%, if memory serves. And then they've got three dissenters. Fisher was one of the three regional bank presidents to dissent, you know, so he's wearing his armband, I suppose. At the Fed's most recent meeting this month, posing the most opposition on the FOMC, that's the Federal Open Market Committee, in almost 19 years. The Dallas Fed head, The Dallas Fed head joined Charles Plosser of Philadelphia, blew a doobie and walked behind the stage, and Narayana Kokarlakota from Minneapolis, in preferring to maintain a commitment to keep rates low for an unspecified extended period. That's right, baby, 0% interest. Anyway, the mandate's quite fine. He says, now we just need to follow the mandate. Well, they claim to be able to create jobs with all of this jiggling that they're doing, but that certainly hasn't proven to be the case. Of course, Barry the Usurper is not able to create jobs either, except by creating new agencies and fleshing them out with parasitical government employees. Let's go on to the next article. Economy in the U.S. grew at 1% annual pace in the second quarter. So this goes back to the Econoday article, report, if you will. And now they're going to flesh it out, throw in some experts saying, give us some analogies. And Bob Wills usually does a pretty good job of it. The U.S. economy grew less than previously estimated in the second quarter, capping the weakest 6 months of the recovery that began in mid-2009. Of course, we're all waiting for the recovery. We'll put that one in the same basket as man-made global warming. Gross domestic product climbed at a 1% annual rate from April through June, down from 1.3% in the prior estimate. Revised Commerce Department figures showed today in Washington. We reported on it. slowing job growth, and plunging confidence, exacerbated by political gridlock and financial market turmoil this month, threaten to weigh on consumer and business spending for, get ready now, the rest of the year. And that's the rest of the story. Fed Chairman Ben Shalom Bernanke, speaking today at Central Bank Conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, may hint at what policy tools makers can still use to spur growth. Now, we'll share it with you what their policy tools are. And it doesn't look like there's any relief in sight for Benny. He's on the hot seat. Consumers don't look like they're in much of a mood to buy, said Robert Bruska, chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics. Here's your expert said in New York, quote, "The economy continues weaker than we thought. It looks like it's losing momentum, and trade reflects the weaker economic circumstances abroad." Well, the article's lengthy. I'll just let you look it up for yourself on Bloomberg, but it doesn't give us any more help. Let's jump to the next one. U.S. banks said to seek relief from regulators as deposits swell. You know, some people would say it's a bummer to be broke. Well, the banks are complaining about all the money they're getting. Dick and Campbell, Don Capecchi, and Bradley Kuhn took three to scratch their heads and write this one for Bloomberg this morning, not to mention all of the editors responsible for the story. But here's what they wrote. U.S. regulators have asked some banks to take more deposits from large investors, even if it's unprofitable. Buddy, anybody's got a big deposit they want to make, they can make one to my account. It'd be A-OK-OK-O with me. Just drop $1 billion in there this morning. I'll try and suffer the consequences. Anyway, lenders in return are seeking relief on insurance premiums and leverage ratios, according to six people with knowledge of the talk. So all this extra money, of course, that federal deposit insurance, they got to insure these deposits, and they don't want to have that stuff around. After all, they know what it is, just toxic slime, no value whatsoever. How can we insure something that is nothing more than puff and smoke? And then it infects their leverage ratios. Deposits are flooding into the biggest U.S. banks as customers seek shelter from Europe's debt crises and falling stock prices. So I guess if we could take anything away from this, people that are invested in Europe are bringing the money home, or people in Europe are saying, get the hell out of Dodge, and they're bringing their money over here. I don't know. That forces lenders to raise capital for a growing balance sheet and saddles them with the higher deposit insurance payments with short-term interest rates so low, it's hard for financial firms to reinvest the new money profitably. And in addition to that, as the article will reveal, they're worried about it. You know, short-term interest. They don't know how many days this money's going to be on deposit. As we saw yesterday, they dumped out, what, fifty-five metric tons, there you go, I think it was, out of the SPDR gold shares. Well, where do you think they put that? I don't know, probably into cash. Put that cash in the bank. Now they're looking at doing something else with it. Some of the largest ones, we're talking about these depositors, or the banks, have talked with regulators about softening rules for the ratios that measure capital and assets, according to the people who declined to be identified because the talks are private. At least one asked for a waiver on paying higher premiums to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is probably not federal, which is likely less to be granted, one of the people said. Well, anyway, here's the last quote in the article I'll give you. It's, if the helicopter comes raining money on your bank and it's only temporarily there, it could be excessively costly and disruptive. Well, just bring that helicopter and buzz it over my bank and you can dump it all right there. No problem. Let's jump across the puddle, the other puddle, the Pacific puddle, and talk to the East Indians. India, anti-graft crusader Hazare sets three conditions to end his or her 11-day fast. It's a girl. It's a woman. And she's old, too. Well, we'll pick that up right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we got the guy in America that sits out front of a building and burns himself up with gasoline. I don't know whether they use low test or high test. Now we've got somebody over in India. Of course, this is a useless eater. Let's find out about this one. Anna Hazare, or Hazare, the Indian campaigner fasting for tougher laws to combat corruption, set three conditions to break a hunger strike now in its 11th day after an appeal from Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Hazare, or Hazare, 74 years old. So, I mean, you know, if you want to follow along with the population reduction agenda, you just kind of turn your back on that one. Anyway, oh, Anna, who must be transsexual, Hazare here, Anna, told his supporters, well, that's novel, Anna, his brother's probably named Dorothy, anyway, told his supporters that Parliament should start discussions from today to appoint ombudsmen in all 828 Indian states and consider bringing lower rungs of the bureaucracy in the ambit of an anti-graft law and prepare a citizen's charter to oversee ministries. The conditions have been conveyed to Singh, the activist said. Well, then it just goes on and on and on. People are all upset. They got the shutters pulled down over the Mickey D's and the Burger King and things like that. You got about 20 people marching around carrying signs and waving flags. Anyway, just to let you know, it's happening in India too. Just covered that one quickly. Let's go on from there. Anna, 74. He's got his He's got his turban in a bunch. Anyway, the dollar falls before Bernanke speaks. U.S. economic growth data, the yen rises. Gary Thunesen, writing this, Garth Thunesen, you know, maybe Norwegian, might be. Anyway, writing this one for Bloomberg, the dollar weakened against most of its major counterparts on speculation that the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke may disappoint investors betting on added stimulus and a report forecast to show U.S. growth slowed. Well, they're disappointed. Not going to be any QE3. That was pretty much the consensus of all these articles. Anyway, the dollar's going to have to get a little weaker. The U.S. greenback, it's kind of nonsensical. Green on the front, too. It's not the Lincoln dollar. That's where the greenback terminology came from. But the U.S. greenback headed for a second weekly loss versus the euro. All right, Benny and the boys will just stick their air hose in the side of the greenback and pump it up a bit. And fell the most today against the Norwegian krone and the New Zealand dollar. Bernanke will speak today at the Kansas City Fed's annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And then it continues. But here's the quote. There probably won't be immediate further stimulus, but we think Bernanke will acknowledge that the Fed is absolutely ready to act. I don't know what they're going to act on. Maybe they'll have a little bit more matzo or bring out some bagels and cream cheese. I'm sure they're ready for that. They ought to be working up quite the appetite by now. Quote, if he conveys that there is absolutely no way the Fed will allow the U.S. economy to deteriorate, the hell can he do about that? And that they will use all policy tools at their disposal. I already shared you that basket. Then it will be risk on and the dollar will weaken. Well, risk on, baby. That's what we want. Drill, baby, drill. Let's get that gold pump back up again. I was getting really excited about the idea of talking $1,900 gold. European stocks slide for a second day before the Bernanke Jackson Hole speech. The browser was just loaded with this stuff. Julie Cruz writing this, when European stocks retreated for a second day as investors waited to see whether Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke would signal further steps to support the economy. Asian shares rose and U.S. index futures fell. Let's see if we can find a decent quote in this one. Here's another one. The big question at this moment is, are we going into a recession or not? Now listen, said Raymond Saxinger, a fund manager at Frankfurt Trust Investments. I would suggest if you have any money invested in Frankfurt Trust Investment, get it out quickly. They oversee about $22 billion, and this guy can't figure out whether or not we're in a recession. I would invest my money elsewhere. Investors have lost their risk appetite and won't regain it soon this year. So if they don't have any risk, they're going into currencies. Look out, the Swiss franc is going to go up. More pressure there. Look out. More people are going to be buying gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium and coal and wheat and anything that they can get on their hands on that's tangible. That's my prediction. Investors are awaiting the Bernanke speech so that the Fed can do all that it can. Sounds like an army recruiting poster. Bernanke is the major event for the markets today. The chairman could list a number of options raising from mild to aggressive. Well, we'll see. Anyway, let's go to the next one. European stocks decline as the DAX drops 4% in 15 minutes. Well, we had some of that. We've had some of that electronic front-running trading going on in the gold market this morning. And I can imagine that they were using their front-running abilities and their nanosecond trading over in Europe this morning. The DAX dropped 4% in 15 minutes. European stocks declined, snapping 3 days of gains as Germany's DAX index tumbled 4% in 15 minutes amid speculation that regulators plan to impose further restrictions on equity markets. See, that's the problem with these managed markets. You know, they think, well, free trade. It's not free trade. Managed trade. Get out of there. Allow this thing to breathe. Five German stocks slid for every one that gained as companies from the RWEAG to Alliance SE. This is the trouble with interdependent and interoperable. This is the trouble with internationalism and a one world order. If they screw something up one place, it screws up the whole planet. Anyway, I'll let that article go. China's biggest banks post record first half profits as Bank of America and RBS stumble. Stephanie Tong. Wonder if she's a gang member. Writing this one for Bloomberg. China's five biggest banks posted their first half profits to surpass the total of their 14 largest U.S. and European rivals, highlighting the Asian nation's financial power as other economies falter. You see, it's all about production. You can take something like natural materials, raw materials, out of the ground and create something, even if it is just a pile of cheap Chinese plastic crap. You can sell it into the market and be prosperous. Be fruitful and multiply. That's what they're doing over there. Best part of this particular article is it gives us the name of these big banks. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, put that one on your browser, Limited, said yesterday that its net income rose 29% to a record of $17 billion, pushing combined profits of the nation's biggest banks to $57 billion and spurring its shares higher today. Bank of AmeriCorp, BAC, and Royal Bank of Scotland, PLC, posted losses as the U.S. economy recovery weakened and Europe's debt crisis deepened. China's banks have increased profits as the world's second largest economy sustained growth of more than 9%. We're schlepping along at 1.5%. Helped by a record credit boom that powered its rebound from the global recession, the earnings report and a drop in bad debts may boost investor confidence. Are you sure you want to shop at Walmart this weekend? Shares of Chinese lenders are in a better position to rebound than U.S. banks. That's certainly true. In the second half, the market will still be concerned about asset quality and fundraising issues for banks globally. Now, here's some more. The ICBC and its smaller rivals, the China Construction Bank Corporation, just Google these up, Agricultural Bank of China Limited, Bank of China Limited, and Bank of Communications Company, have fallen an average of 18% this year as policymakers tighten lending requirements, introduce property curbs, and raise interest rates to tame inflation and address concerns that defaults may climb. Now, when you're in there looking at those banks, those Chinese banks, make sure you go to the stockholders and the CEOs. You'd be surprised how many Jewish Chinese there are, apparently. Anyway, most of them are from England, and this is some more. Of course, Warren Buffett. He's the counselor, I guess, now for Barry the Usurper. But this article by Andrew Fry, Buffett deal, latest to capitalize on bank weakness. Yeah. Berkshire Hathaway's $5 billion investment in Bank of America Corporation is Chief Executive Officer Warren Buffett's latest attempt to capitalize on weakness at one of Wall Street's biggest firms. It used to be called the Bank of Italy, wasn't it? Anyway, he's putting $5 billion into a bank that should be on its knees. Interesting. The deal follows Buffett's investments in Goldman Sachs Group in 2008 and Salomon Inc. in 1987. Was that Lazard, Salomon, Lazard? In the Bank of America agreement, Berkshire gets preferred. Listen to the deal he's cut for himself. Isn't it something if you can walk in with $5 billion, you talk about swinging a big sword? In the Bank of America agreement, Berkshire gets preferred shares with a yield that's more than 10 times greater than the lender's common stock dividend and warrants that allow Buffett to profit from gains in the share price.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com.
That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know, it's just got to be absolutely really tough to be Warren Buffett. He just doesn't know where to put his billions. He's got so many of them. He's just kind of stumbling over the top of them. Anyway, in the Bank of America agreement, Berkshire gets preferred shares with a yield that's more than 10 times greater than the lender's common stock dividend. I wonder how the common stockholders like that. And warrants that allow Buffett to profit from gains in the share price. Bank of America jumped 9.4% on the news. Yippee, skippy, here comes Warren. It's Warren Buffett. That's how it works, said Robert Chapman. Not the same Robert Chapman that we know. This is the Robert Chapman who's the founder of the hedge fund Chapman Capital LLC, which holds shares of Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America. Quote, this is the price Bank of America pays to have Warren Buffett on this year's Christmas card. Of course, it was Warren Buffett that was soliciting Bank of America. They're flush with cash, they claim, and don't need his cash infusion. Buffett, 80, is scouting deals as profits boost cash at Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire. His biggest transactions of the last 2 years came in the public securities market with the takeover of Burlington Northern Santa Fe. That goes back to the hills, and picked that all up with Gustavus Myers. The history of the great American fortunes, but I guess if you wanted to own a railroad, Burlington Northern would be a good one. And the agreement to acquire Lubrizol Corporation. Of course, that agreement to acquire Lubrizol cost the other president there at Berkshire his job. The deal with Bank of America, as with Salomon and Goldman Sachs, was made with the special issuance of preferred stock not offered to all other investors. Quote, he's got to put cash to work. It's hard work. It's work. Hard work. Put all that cash to work, said Tom Lewandowski. And it just tells you the value of this cash, folks. These Federal Reserve notes, you don't hang on to them for a moment longer than you've got them, you know? You just don't do that. You got to swindle somebody else. You got to pass that hidden lien of hypothecation onto the next idiot. And they did. And they passed it off on Bank of America this time. Said Tom Lewandowski, Polish, an analyst at Edward Jones and Company, who has a quote-unquote hold rating on Berkshire shares. Buffett's, quote, competitive advantage is that he can do transactions that no one else can. So I guess now that George Soros has hung up his boxing gloves, Warren Buffett at 80 years of age is flexing his arms. Buffett came to the rescue of Salomon in 1987 with $700 million as the investment bank, led at that time by John Gutfreund, was fending off overtures from corporate raider Ronald O. Perelman. You gangster banksters here. The $5 billion Goldman Sachs deal came a week after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers Holding. Isn't that fortuitous? And the emergency takeover of Merrill Lynch and Company by Bank of America. I have to say that Warren Buffett is making serious moves on the largest banking companies on the planet. As of June the 30th, Berkshire had $47.9 billion of cash to play with. $47.9 billion. Bank of America CEO Brian T. Moynihan got Buffett's offer in a phone call on August the 24th, 2 weeks after telling investors for at least the second time this year that his bank didn't need to raise capital. And that was the story. Here seems to be the other story. In a statement yesterday, Moynihan, 51, touted the Berkshire investment as a, quote, strong endorsement of Bank of America, while reiterating that the lender has adequate funding. Here's a quote. It's a sign of weakness, close quote, said Jeff Matthews, Berkshire shareholder and author of Secrets in Plain Sight, Business and Investing Secrets of Warren Buffett, close quote. Moynihan didn't say, quote, you know what, Warren? I really appreciate the call. You're a wonderful guy. Love to have you as a shareholder. You're welcome to buy our stock just like everyone else. Well, of course, that wasn't the way it shook out, now was it? They cut him this sweetheart deal if he'd put big billions into their bank. Bank of America's decline. Berkshire-owned Bank of America's common stock in the 3.5 years ended in last year's fourth quarter. The bank declined by more than two-thirds in that span, as it recorded losses during the recession and faced claims from mortgage investors who accused the firm of issuing faulty loans. Well, Berkshire's Bank of America preferred stock will pay a 6% dividend, you know, while you're counting your pennies, you know, and wondering whether you should buy loaf of bread A and loaf of bread B. Berkshire's Bank of America preferred stock will pay a 6% dividend, while the warrants give Buffett the option to buy 700 million common shares at any time in the next 10 years for $7.14 each. Now, see, anybody that tells you that size doesn't matter, you better check your experts. Anyway, Bank of America pays a quarterly common stock dividend of 1 cent. That's big of them. Or an annual yield of about 0.52%, half of 1%. According to Bloomberg data, the lender rose 2.6% from its close in New York yesterday to $7.85. So here he comes, you know, Buffett comes wading in, dumps on all the billions. The stock goes shooting from $7.14 to $7.85 in European trading today. And what does Warren get? Berkshire reaped a paper profit of $357 million on its warrants yesterday. Well, you know, that's the way you make money in this world, I guess. Just pick up $357 million, put it in your pocket for one day's hard work. It's hard work being an investor. Bernanke Scholar advises Bernanke's Fed chief, this is the duplicity, the double-minded man here, little the little Benny. Janine Aversa, writing this one, probably from Israel, August the 25th. Advice from Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, scholar to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman. Be bold. So he's talking to himself. It's kind of like the George Bush syndrome. At least Benny's not talking to Yahweh. As a Princeton economics professor from 1985 to 2002 and a Fed governor from 2002 to 2005, the Bernanke, a student of the Great Depression and Japan's lost decade. Damn, that explains it all, doesn't it? He knows everything there is to know about depressions and lost decades, and we've had both. Faulted central banks for failing to act aggressively in both cases to provide credit and weed out sickly financial institutions as they tried to rescue their economies and combat deflation. How many banks have been closed since the Bernanke's been heading around the Fed? Quite a few. Bernanke admonished Japanese officials for their unwillingness to experiment, to try anything that isn't absolutely guaranteed. Well, he's tried a lot of things that are absolutely guaranteed to fail. But anyway, continuing, in a 1999 paper on their monetary policy, quote, perhaps it's time for some Rooseveltian solutions. Well, he said Rooseveltian resolve. I misspoke. Rooseveltian resolve. That's right. That's right. Just call in all the gold, you know, create 10,000 new agencies, the alphabet soup agency world. Anyway, he urged, referring to the U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's sometimes unpopular efforts to push through Congress fiscal and social programs to pull America out of its worst slump. I'm surprised that we're not ripping up the asphalt pavement and putting down bricks. That's the way to get America to work. Make brick roads, yellow brick roads. Such conclusions from Bernanke's scholarly research have shaped the 57-year-old Augusta, Georgia native strategies for fighting the 2007 to 2009 U.S. recession and financial crisis, both the worst since the 1930s, and trying to rejuvenate the sputtering recovery. Notice the way these guys are writing, folks? I mean, if they don't have any confidence in the system, and they're writing from the heart of New York City, if they're within a spitting distance of Wall Street, wouldn't that be handy? But if this is what they're writing out of New York, any reason why the farmers in Kansas, Dorothy, ought to be a little bit concerned? Quote, he is by far the most activist chairman we've seen in modern history. Of course, Elena Kagan and the others are probably all activist judges, but he's an activist chairman of the Fed. No other chairman has had a crisis of this magnitude to deal with, other than the people running the Fed in the late 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. And they didn't do a good job. And neither is Benny.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Telephone number is 866-841-1065. You got something burning on your heart, you want to get it out to the wider audience, be sure to call in. 866-841-1065. Today's Friday. Back into the news. Closing out the news. Stupidest news of the world, but it's news nonetheless. Yes, that's true, folks. The world is facing a 50% danger of another recession. A Nobel laureate, Spence, says, well, I guess, you know, Barry the Usurper got his Nobel Peace Prize, and of course, Al Gore's got a Peace Prize, too, so it sets the level of these Nobel Peace Prizes someplace pretty low. But for a Nobel laureate, Spence doesn't seem to be particularly clever. Anyway, Robin Meredith writing this one for Bloomberg. The global economy has a 50% chance of slipping into a recession. Well, if you're balancing on a knife's edge, I guess you'd have a 50% chance of falling off. Either way you fell, it's still a fall. The global economy has a 50% chance of slipping into a recession. Rather slip into a 90 at this point, I can tell you. Anyway, I'm quite worried, Spence said in a Bloomberg television interview in Hong Kong yesterday. This is your expert say. You might as well just go talk to a Nobel laureate, Michael Spence. I'm quite worried, Spence said in a television interview in Hong Kong. Quote, a combined downward dip in Europe and America, which is a good chunk of the industrialized economies. I wonder how long he had to go to college to figure that one out. I'm quite sure we'll take down growth in China particularly. Oh, yeah. And that will then immediately spread to the rest of the emerging economies. He put the likelihood of such a scenario at about 50%. And he had another slice of toast with jam on it, probably. Spence's remarks follow cuts in global growth forecasts by institutions from Citigroup to UBS AG as central bankers from around the world gather for their Federal Reserve Symposium, is what they're calling it now, this weekend in Jackson Hole. How deeply up the hole are they buried in Jackson? Anyway, unlike the aftermath of the 2008 global financial crisis when China cushioned the blow with a stimulus program, this time it would only be able to buffer its domestic economy, he said. So they got the bailout queen, China. She's not going to be able to help them now. China cannot make up for the kind of loss of demand that would go with the downturn in the advanced economy, Spence said, because Chinese inflation is running at an official rate of 6.5%, a figure many economists say is understated. Beijing would be pretty close to nuts to fuel further credit growth, he said. Spence, a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2001, said Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, who will speak at Jackson Hole today, has limited room to maneuver. Good God. I wonder how much people have to spend to take his classes in economics. I think you'd do better staying right here with Become Vocal Local, where we get into our little internet homeschool classroom on a daily basis and plumb the depths of philosophical radical thought. Got an interesting letter, a nicely written letter. You know, anybody that tells you that people don't pay attention to a handwritten letter, well, they're just not thinking it through. I do. Really enjoy going to the post office and getting handwritten letters from our listeners. And this one comes in from, let's just say, Vernon Harlan, writing this one. And this is a notice, so anybody that's in this area, you take note, up in Iowa, if you're a veteran up in Iowa, he starts his letter off and he says, Dear Veterans, of course I'm not a veteran, but Harlan is apparently, so is Vernon. We'll talk about their infantry battalion right after this.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll be going to the phones in a moment. Visit with Vicki Davis calling in from Idaho. I want to get you this letter out again. This was sent in to us by one of our listeners. And although I'm not a veteran and I'm not likely to travel up to Iowa, I'll put it out for all of our veterans that are in Iowa or people that just want to get together with some veterans that do listen to Become Vocal Local. Dear fellow veterans, he writes, it is time to invite you to join with your fellow veterans for a reunion. This year's reunion will be in Newton, Iowa on September the 10th and the 11th. And so this is the Company D. You know, it's like, pardon me, Roy. Is that the cat that ate your new shoe? Company D, right. Ninth annual. Company D, ninth annual. Infantry Battalion. Wow, they're having a reunion, and it's going to be up in Newton, Iowa on September the 10th and the 11th. Okay, September the 10th and the 11th. So they're going to be celebrating September the 11th, 10th year anniversary, in a reunion for the Company D 9th Annual Infantry Battalion. We plan to use America's Best Value Inn again. We'll have a free meeting room for Saturday afternoon and evening. We will have our evening meal at the motel and our breakfast at the Moose Lodge. So you get a chance to visit the Moose Lodge, too, and get around those animal people, which is just west across Highway 14, about one half of a block, so you won't have to walk very far. Our rooms will be $62.71, tax included. What a bonus. You can make your reservations by calling area code 1-641-792-4200. And please tell them you're attending the Army reunion. Make your reservations early. Bring any pictures or memorabilia to share. Be sure to mark them in case they get lost. That can happen in a veteran's lot unit. They probably have the wet bar open pretty early in the day. There's another Freedom flight from this area going to Washington. So those Freedom flights that are out there, they do that. And then please call or write so we can plan on how many will be here for the evening meal. Signed, Vernon and Harlan. Okay, now here's his phone number. Get ready now if you're a veteran. They're having an anniversary here. They're celebrating their reunion. Company D, 9th Armored Infantry Battalion. Here's the number, 641-792-5677. Again, that's 641-792-5677, and celebrate September the 11th with the Company D, 9th Armored Infantry Battalion at their reunion. That's right. Don't say I don't do PSAs. We do them, and we do them here. Now let's go out to Idaho and say hello to my most intelligent and favorite friend. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Hey, you were talking about the global economy, and I was wondering if you noticed that story about what's going on in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
No, I didn't. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, slavery in America.
Oh.
And the mainstream media just completely missed it. Oh. Yeah, right, if you can believe that. What the story is that J1 students went on strike at the Hershey, Pennsylvania factory. And I got the story, you know, on one of those union, I'm on, you know, several union email lists so I can keep up with things. But it was reported by the unions as a labor action.
Now, these are the school-to-work trainees that are being, getting vocational ed, working for Hershey's, and they're union busting on the side, or what?
You got it. Yes, they are students. They paid to come to the United States to go to school, and through the work-based learning system that's being set up in the United States, where the students have to do virtually free labor for corporations. That's what this program is. And these students, these foreign students who were over here on J-1 visas, they went on strike because when they come over here, they not only have to pay for school, they also have to pay for their room and board and food and whatever. And they work for that privilege. And they get paid, I don't know, $8 an hour or something, but from that $8 an hour is deducted their rent and food, and so what they end up with is something like $40 a week, $40 to $140 a week for the work that they're doing.
It sounds like sounds like Tennessee Ernie Ford, you know, you owe your soul to the company store.
That's exactly what it is. And this is the guest worker slave program that I've been writing about for so long. And this is what they're setting up at all of our universities. You know, the core in Meridian is going to be a work-based learning zone.
Now, are these young people like preschool age? Are these grade schoolers? Are these teenagers? Are these college students?
I believe they're college students, but there might be some high schoolers in there, too. But since they are foreign students, it's more likely that they are college level.
Well, you know, this is going to be important for them because as they take over more and more of the candy products, you know, from Cadbury and other places like that, I would imagine that the Hershey's chocolate and the Hershey's Kisses will all have kind of slanty eyes and, maybe they'll have a message inside the Hershey Kiss. They'll have a little, like a fortune in there, and you can open your Hershey Kiss, figure out what your fortune is, and watch it all dissipate as it goes to China.
And it might be melamine-laced wheat gluten.
Sure. Hope you'll be having a very interesting time period.
Yeah, no, this story came through about a week ago, and I had a hard time making myself read it because in 2007, when Hershey shut down you know, most of their factories in the United States to move to Mexico, China, and India. I swore off Hershey chocolate, you know, and I won't buy their, they lost a loyal customer.
Well, I contacted them, Vicki, when I heard that story, you know, and I was really, I was like you, I was just kind of mortified, you know, but anyway, I talked to them about their Hershey's dark chocolate kisses, and I was assured in emails that the Hershey dark chocolate kisses, full of oxalic acid, which is kind of a healthy thing to snack on, are still made in the U.S., but the rest of the products could be made anywhere.
Yeah. Well, okay, now you know they're made with student slave labor. This is the same deal that was going on in the Marianas Islands, you know, a few years ago that involved Jack Abramoff and Tom DeLay.
Oh, brother.
But they've set this system up, you know, throughout the whole United States at all the universities. And so that's why there's a university connection to the largest corporations in the area. It's a system that they've designed.
Well, I'll go into the election laws and look at the corporate charters and all both the established two-party political system. I'm most familiar with the system, the bylaws for the Missouri GOP party. But it's clearly right there that academia is represented on the state committee for Missouri's Republican Party as ex officio members. And so, you just got to understand, folks, that Vicki's telling you the straight scoop here. Academia is intertwined with government at every single level. Not only are they dictating policy, but they're responding and implementing policies. But good stuff, Vicki. You can stay right there if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've got the telephone light lit. It's 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in today, you're certainly welcome to do so. I mean, we can either play with the Lego box or we can go back to the books. But before we do that, let's go back and talk to Vicki. Vicki, more ideas on this Hershey takedown?
Well, all I want to say is that I'm writing a story on it, and I'll have it posted on my website along with other links, other information about the similar thing, and people should understand that this is the new economy, the university-led economy, knowledge-based economy. And so it's something that they really, really need to pay attention to, especially if you're young, and because this is the economy that they designed, not for you, but for the corporations.
And all of that can be found at www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. You can look at the Trojan Triangles, the jobs to work, school to work, and the global job force. Oh, there's so much there. It's just, I mean, we've gone over this. We really need to get back together and do some more radio, Vicki. But, folks, you've got to have some articles up there today. So you might want to visit once again with Vicki Davis on her website, www.channelingreality.com. Anything else, Vicki?
Nope, that's it. Thanks, Will.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for calling in. Let's go to the 845 area code and say good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. I kind of just stumbled upon your show here at Oracle Broadcasting. I have the number. I don't even know what show I'm calling into, but I'd love to talk.
Well, you can certainly talk because the name of this broadcast is Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts, and we're all about getting vocal local.
Great. Well, I was just listening to what you had to say about the economy, and lately I've been realizing that you really can't go against the grain here. You got to kind of figure out, you know, how to work with the rules of the game in order to be successful. It's such a slow process, and people say we're in like a recession or nearly a depression, and I mean, how is that affecting me right now? I mean, it doesn't, like, I get paid off the books, and, you know, I pay my taxes and whatnot, but I mean, other than the gas prices being extremely high, I mean, what's going on right now? I mean, it's kind of in the periphery of, you know, what's my reality is.
Well, it is in the periphery of a lot of people's reality because, you know, all things are continuing as they were in the past, and so we just kind of move along. But for a great many people all across this country, their homes are in foreclosure, they're out of work, they have no jobs, no job prospects for anybody, let's say, over 45 years of age that has tried to find any employment of any kind whatsoever, you know, other than Walmart greeters or, you know, working as a hamburger flipper or a counter staff at Mickey D's. The opportunities for employment are pretty grim, and for young people just coming out of college, coming out of high school, it's very, very difficult to find employment. When they do find employment, a lot of time they are like 30 and 32-hour a week jobs, so they don't have that full 40-hour week with 2 weeks of vacation, and so it's really impacting, you know, a lot of people. But yeah, you know, I mean, we can somehow or another go to the grocery and afford to buy some groceries. The price of groceries is going up. The cost of bread for a decent loaf here in southwest Missouri has gone over $4 for a loaf. Gasoline and diesel here is pushing $3 and better. So, you know, those sort of costs are making it very difficult to, let's say, go to the lake and enjoy the summer, or now that we've got the young people coming back into school, our property taxes, they're trying to raise the property taxes to be able to keep the school buses running. So there are things that are out there. But, yeah, for some people, it's pretty much just the same day today as it was yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to school right now, and I'm about to start my next semester, and even I'm going to a community college, and even so, it's still very difficult to find like-minded people. I mean, it's very hard to figure out what you want to do with your future, and
Let me ask you this question. Now that you're starting school, what are you paying for a credit hour at the community college there, and you're in New York?
A credit hour? What is that? Is that how much each course cost? Or?
Yes, that's right. Let's say you're taking a 3-credit-hour course. How much do they charge for a credit hour?
I think it's about $400 for each credit, 3-credit course.
Okay, so you take that now, and then let's say that you're going to take a full load, unless you're going to have 4 classes per quarter. You're talking, $16,000 a quarter to go to community college?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah, I would say so. And then when you go to school, one of the things that you can get out of this broadcast that you won't find very many other places, we'll actually go into the textbooks from time to time. We studied political science, economics, business law, and other courses right out of the course textbooks. And what I've always found in education is that, you know, you might have to go and get a textbook, let's say DeLaVue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 35th edition or something, and then what you'll get during the quarter is they'll study a little bit of Chapter 1, a couple of sections of Chapter 5, a few sections maybe out of Chapter 9 and Chapter 17, and then there'll be tests throughout the process. But they never teach them, they don't teach the entire book, you see. And so you've only got a little smattering of knowledge for these hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars that they're asking you to pay. And so that's interesting. Now, this morning also, caller, I've noticed that the guy that is the head of these SAT tests, the company that offers those, he's now getting paid more than even the head of the Red Cross and some of the biggest companies out there. So, I mean, they're making huge money off of you and your interest and your desire to go to school, but you are getting the short end of the stick because you're not getting a full boat when it comes to the courses. Now, are most of your courses done out of textbooks, or are they done out of offline?
Most of them in textbooks. A lot of it is, you know, we don't really go too in-depth. Like you said, we skip around a lot. But, I mean, you know, these days you really need a degree. You can't just go on your computer, and even if you become an expert in something and, you know, master some kind of, like, biology and history and all that, it's very important, I think. In English, all these classes are very important to our intelligence. But, you know, you need the degree. You can't just go out and do it on your own because nobody's going to hire you.
Exactly. Even if you wanted to just wash out the Johnny Bull down at the Mickey D's, you're going to need to have a degree in sanitary engineering in order to do that, you know. And that is definitely a disadvantage for you. Now, have you ever heard of auditing a class? Do you understand that idea? Do they still use that terminology, auditing a class?
What is that?
Well, basically, the way that I did it was that you would go in and you would look at the offering for a quarter, a semester, or whatever school I was near. And then you go in and you pick out the classes that you wanted to take. But in order to avoid the high cost of the tuition, what I would do is I would go in and I would talk to the professor and find out what textbook they were going to use, and then get a list of the TAs, the teacher's assistants or the tutors that were available. And I would do this the quarter prior. And then I would go repair off to my apartment and study those books completely. And I'd read the entire book. And then I'd come back, I'd enroll in the class, and take the class right up to the drop day, and then I would apply to audit the class. And so then you just go in, and you take a test. It's a paneled test. You take the final exam for the class, and if you pass the exam, then you get the credit for that class. You don't have to complete the class, and you get your money back. And so you could move towards
it.
You can move towards a degree program, no more than anybody else in the class, take full advantage of the teacher's assistance, get to know the professor, and get college education for a discount. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Okay.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in if you'd like, folks, this morning. Taking a couple of calls here in the second hour of today's broadcast, speaking with our student from New York. Now, another concept, I don't know, caller, whether you'd ever heard, you know about Aristotle or Socrates or Plato. You ever heard of those guys, those Greeks?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you understand then that they had what they called the Lyceum, for instance, and that the great philosophers, the teachers of their day, they would sometimes meet in a special place. Maybe they have a pillar that they would stand by, and then the students would come and they'd sit on steps around them and they would teach. So one of the things that is really important as far as education is concerned is that if you can think about it from the standpoint of not so much the classes, but the instructor. If you can find the professors, find out what degree area are you interested in following.
That's still out in the open. I don't know. I'm just getting the associate's degree for now, and I'm still thinking about that.
Okay, I can appreciate that. I went through that process myself. So you're in the process, let's say, of adding to your math knowledge, and you're adding to your English abilities, and perhaps some parallel studies like that. But if you know what you want to do, let's say you wanted to be an architect, for instance, or perhaps you wanted to be an electrical engineer, you could look around and see who is the most who is the most pronounced, who is the most prominent architect that teaches in the university systems, who is the most pronounced engineer, whatever it is that you were looking at. And then rather than just going to a school, you could go to the school and study under that man or woman. Are you with me? That way you will.
Yes, yes.
When I was interviewing candidates for employment in the engineering and other businesses that I've been involved in at management levels, I was very interested to find most people would, I'll use an analogy. Let's say that you graduated cum laude. You were the sharpest tack in the whole drawer, and you were in a class of chimpanzees. And you were taught by a baboon, the best from Podunk University. The very best that you could hope for there would be the sharpest chimpanzee out of a group that was taught by a baboon at Podunk University. And so I would be looking at these resumes, and some of these people would be like, you know, they graduated cum laude with all the honors, but the school was, you know, low caliber, and that there was no one really prominent in the field teaching when they were in school. And so it would be better, in my opinion, to study under someone that is really prominent, so that when you do come down to the point of actually having to interview and get hired, that you've really got something special to offer. And then again, following the process that I laid out there, if you will think ahead one or two quarters and find the books and find the instructors and find find the tutors and all of that, read ahead. That way, while you're in class and all the way through class, you have the kind of questions to ask the instructors that will help to, really get you furthest. It will inspire the other students in your class. You will almost certainly get 4.0 coming out of school. And perhaps you could even then look towards the opportunity of joining academia and being a teacher. But it's just a way of expanding your horizon.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. I mean, there's so many kids there right now that are, you know, they just have the worst attitude. They don't even want to be there. They don't know what they're doing. They're being forced to go to college. You know, it's just something to kind of latch onto after high school, you know, to try to feel security. I don't know. I really enjoy going to it, though. It's something to do. I enjoy the social aspect and learning and, you know, getting out there. It's a lot of, you know, just heightened energy recently, though.
Oh, there is. There definitely is tightened energy. And, I mean, you're looking at probably the most difficult decade or two decades or perhaps even longer of anyone in the last century for someone just coming out of the educational stream into the employment stream. And so, you know, I just give you continue listening, call in, join us in our little internet homeschool classroom on a regular basis, ask questions, let us help you to try and get the most out of your education, and at the same time, help to keep me informed of what's happening there, because I tremble for the young people today. The life that you have ahead of you is going to be really grim. Who knows what's going to happen with the dollar and our economic situation? It's going to be tough. Go ahead.
Right. Let's not say it's going to be grim. I want to try to make something out of it. And can I just ask you your name and the name of the broadcast again?
Yeah, my name is William Roberts, and I'm the host of Become Vocal Local. All of our archives, a couple of years' worth of archives, are right there on the Oracle homepage, Oracle Broadcasting homepage. And when I'm talking about grim, what I'm also talking about is the difference between a worker and an entrepreneur.
Right.
An entrepreneur is one that is looking for needs, and then he seeks to fill those needs. You can either be an employee all your life, or you can be an employer, and the choice is entirely yours. I always vote for the entrepreneur myself.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I mean, it's hard to get an idea. You know, I don't want to commit to something and then, you know, go too far down the road and discover I don't want to do it or find something else. I mean, but I also really don't want to be just a worker, you know.
Well,
the entrepreneur. Right now I'm painting, but, you know, I got it. I kind of had a bad attitude about it for a while. I was like, oh, it's paid slavery, which is ridiculous, I know. But, like, oh, you know, I don't want to do this. I could be pursuing things that I'm interested in right now, and, you know, making myself stronger and my skills and creating a foundation, you know, with the things that I really enjoy. You know, for music, for example, I mean, it's not something that you are likely to make a career in, but, you know, I'm spending a lot of time doing things that I don't enjoy when I feel like I could be, you know, home and, I don't know, just exploring my own mind and kind of just, you know.
Well, remember that, I believe it was Bill Gates, for instance, and so many others. You know, they don't have the advanced degrees out of college. The entrepreneur lifts himself up by his bootstraps. If you can find a way, again, you can recognize a need and then set out to fill it. You know, just take a look at McDonald's, Ray Kroc, for instance. He was a Mixmaster salesman, and he got an unusual order one day from these boys that had a restaurant out in California. I believe he was in Chicago, and they ordered a bunch of Mixmaster milkshake machines, and they'd never gotten a multiple order like that before. And so he decided he would take his vacation and drive out to California and deliver them in person. And so he drove out there, checked into a motel, and went down, and he spent a couple of days just observing from a distance this little restaurant. And it was so encouraging to him and so interesting and so novel that when he delivered the Mixmasters, he made an offer to buy the restaurant from the McDonald brothers, and the rest of it's history. So, I mean, you can start any place, but if you go into it thinking that you're going to get a job, well, you'll probably get a job. But if you go in looking for opportunities, Katie, bar the door. I mean, you could come up with the next Pentium processor if it was in your ways to do it.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Well, reasonably, yes.
Was there a point in your life, you know, perhaps when you were younger, that, you know, everybody just moved away and you really had nobody that you could collaborate with and
absolutely.
Get your heads together? Like, even at this college, it's so difficult. You know, there's just this frivolous mentality of my generation, and everybody is, you know, all the media and whatnot and the things that influence them just seem to be distorting, you know, the true, I don't know, mentality that I feel we should have.
Well, I'll answer your question for you. Yes, indeed. I left home at the end of my junior year in high school, traveled from Fairbanks, Alaska down to Seattle, Washington. I got a job, I got an apartment, started my own life right there. And as a result, almost all of the people that I knew in my life for many, many years were years and years older than I was. And so there's a very powerful change that was going on. And because I was, you know, having to be self-funding and put myself through college and things like that, I worked my way up in the profession of civil engineering. And when many of my peers, the same people that would have been in the high school class with me, my graduating class, when they were finally coming into the workforce, I was already in management. And so I was way ahead of them by a long time. But as far as your question, I want to answer this question because it's very, very important. And that is that you will do very well if you can look around. Again, it's like finding that right professor. It's like finding that right person that is in the field that you're interested in. You will do very, very well by taking all of the necessary time and effort that you can to cultivate relationships with people that are very successful in areas that are of interest to you, and just kind of enjoy your youth and hang around with people, but at the same time, find some people that you can find as mentors and counselors and never fail to resort to their advice. Thanks for your call, and we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, that was a very stimulating call. I really appreciate getting a call like that. Always enjoy that. Refreshing. I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to what's happening, the church of what's happening now, especially for the young people. And I don't have children of my own, haven't been married that way, and so on and so forth. But it's just, I just tremble when I think of what it would be like to be coming out of high school, going into college at this time period. I would hope that everybody would mentor up and find people that you can counsel with. And anytime you come to one of those junctures, those forks in the road, where you have an important decision to make, even though I know that when you're young you believe you've got it all figured out, I sure thought I did. But I've made so many mistakes that have set me back that I just, I could write a book on it, although I wouldn't want to publish it. But nevertheless, you know, if you can find people that you can counsel with, if you're at all, inclined towards the study of religion, or if you have faith in your heart, you need to find somebody that you can deal, work with on that level. If you're business-minded, find somebody else, if you're financial-minded, get to know a banker, for goodness sakes, and listen to talk radio and call into progress and ask questions to the experts that are brought on so often on many broadcasts, Make full advantage of the alternative media. Utilize the internet to your fullest capability, because you're going to have to make a way out of no way at this time period, and it's going to be a long and hard slog for many. Some will perish and fall by the wayside. Some will make a mistake and go into the military, and God only knows what their lives will be like. And then others will become, as I said, entrepreneurs. We need to get out of the idea of being wage slaves and start thinking about developing a culture of freedom. And, of course, if you're stuck with the Federal Reserve note, you're going to be subject to all of the rules, regulations, taxes, penalties, and exactions of every kind that goes along with being one of those people. And so that's why we talk about the precious metals here. That's why we look at alternative ways of investing and securing your profits against the depredations of a vague and specious economic situation. So there's all of that to consider. In just a few minutes closing, there's really not enough time to go into any more of our study here. We'll continue our discussion of the positivism, the system, with Henry St. Simon and August Comte next week. And then after that, I want to come back through and we'll pick up the third part of this discussion. Well, actually, there's four pieces. First of all, with positivism, and initially it's a philosophy. And, of course, Henry St. Simon laid out some of the base philosophy that was then built upon by his disciple, if you will, August Comte. And they came up with this idea of sociology and the social sciences. There's a whole gob and a bunch to know about this. But after they came up with that, then they set up a system of polity. It was the positive philosophy and then positive polity. In other words, positive politics. And then, with that in their basket, they realized that they still, even though I would imagine that there was a lot of atheism going on in their group, they still realized how absolutely essential it was to have a complete control over the minds of the people. They had to have religion. And we talked a little bit about the Medici. And as I continue to work my way through the book that I've been referencing by Colonel Young, we find that as the various generations of the Medici progressed, they became more and more base and more powerful. And they went from just Bonhomme and Bonhomie, just the best guys in town that were not trying to seek self-aggrandizement, even though they were became fabulously wealthy. But they were involved deeply in arts and learning in the beginning. But as the subsequent generations came along and as more Medicis became cardinals and became popes and things like that, finally Cosimo I was crowned. It was his life goal. And he was raised up from just a counselor, advisor, and patron of the arts and learning to basically the Archduke of Florence and so on. We also looked at Catherine Medici. And her influence, and you know, from out of her bloodline, so many of the nobility of Europe came as well. But all of this leads together to this understanding that even though the Catholic faith, with the donations of Constantine and the Decretals and all of that, and then subsequently the Council of Trent and otherwise, even though the Catholic Church, the board of popes, and the Medici popes, Leo I and Clement VII, even though we go through all of that period, the time of the Inquisition, the rise of the Jesuit order, all of that, we had this other thing that happened that came out of the beginnings of this resurgence of art and learning that became the Renaissance, and the Renaissance converted into the Reformation, then the Reformation into the Age of Enlightenment and the Age of Reason, which Thomas Paine, you know, wrote about in his work by that title. So much was happening there. We had this great transformation from the old world order into the new world order. And so August Comte and Henry Simon, being aware of that as we moved from mercantilism into the Industrial Revolution and the rise of the finance bankers like the Medici and others, central bankers to the central bankers, the Medici and the Fuggers and ultimately the Rothschilds and the Goldschmidts and the Solomons and the Kuhnlobes and all of that and the Warburgs and the Schiffs and the rest of them. When we come into all of that period, and then we come into the 20th century with the wars and rumors of wars and continual and perpetual wars, which we're still living in now. Remember when Jorge Bush was crowing, he was just busting his buttons for the first war of the 21st century as we moved against Afghanistan. He was so proud of that accomplishment in his life to start another war in a new century. Wow. Anyway, but they realized how important it was to use religion. And so then from the positivists, we get the universal religion of humanity. And today in the Unitarian Church. And today we've got the World Council of Churches. And so all of these churchianities are blending themselves in to this new universal religion? You know, how long will it be before they'll just absorb Islam if it can't resist the momentum and bring in the Jainists and all the rest of them, drum circles, you know? We'll have Luciferians sitting at the table with people that follow Christ, that follow Buddha, that follow, you know, into, well, such as they begin badly, they can't help but to end badly. But all of this stuff is coming. It's coming in our time. And I want to cover some more of this ground next week. And I notice our numbers are a little bit down. Some people are not too interested in following this line of thought. But if we can understand that we are living in the positive stage of human development, at least as far as the global, you know, the master blasters, the globalists, those that are working behind the curtain, this is their philosophy. I'm almost positive of it. I'm not saying that it was written in stone, came down from above, but from my research, this is the philosophy that we're living under. And so you can style all kinds of thesis and antithesis. You can have your socialism and roll it out either as Fabian socialism, the Cunctator, or you can roll it out under Marx and bring it in as communism, or you can bring it in as labor Zionism or Zionism. You can roll it any which way you want. But at the core of it, this is a time period when we will be ruled by the captains of finance and industry. And the captains of finance and industry raise up their appointed dictators all around the world, or ultimately, like at the United Nations, one global dictator, Ban Ki-moon, although he's rather toothless, but he's still involved. The Security Council. Barry the Usurper was the first U.S. president that ever sat on that, I think. He was made a big splash in the news when he was in New York on that ad. So we've got this United Nations working as the global dictatorship. And then the global dictator is supported in all they do by a cadre of super social scientists. So you can go up to UN.org, the United Nations website, and look at all of the various organs and bodies that make up that United Nations. And as you look at those, EcoSoc and so many others, look at those, and what you're looking at there is the rollout of the natural and social sciences, which is why I've been sharing with you readings from this Mr. Cohen, his writings on that. All right, all of these are parts and pieces that are not in the alternative media. I'm not talking about fascism here. All right, we're not talking about jackboots marching down the street. I'm not exclusively bashing and crashing on communism. It's globalism, and that's what it's all about. Positivism at its core. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.